Adam asked me, "What do you remember about coming here?"
"Nothing," I said.
"I don't remember anything."
"Nothing?"
"I was somewhere else, and then I was here."
"Somewhere else?"
"Yeah."
"Where was that?"
"Home."
"Where's home?"
"El Paso. El Paso, Texas."
"And that's where you were before you came here?"
"Yeah, that's where I used to live."
"Used to live?"
"I don't live anywhere anymore."
"What else do you remember, Zach?"
"Nothing."
"You're sure?"
I really just wanted Adam to stop interviewing me. I just kept staring at him so that he was sure I was serious. And then I said, "I want you to stop asking me what I remember."
"Well, listen, Zach, amnesia is not uncommon in cases of trauma."
"Trauma, yeah, okay. They like that word around here. They're in love with that word. So maybe I can't remember, or maybe I don't want to remember. If God wrote amnesia on my heart, who am I to unwrite what he wrote?
Look, if I could get my hands on a bottle of bourbon, I'd feel a little better.
Maybe I'll tell Adam that bourbon might help jog my memory. Maybe bourbon is a miracle cure for amnesia." Like he'd go for that. I can just hear Adam's response. "So blackouts are a cure for amnesia? Tell me how that works, buddy." The thing is that I only remember my past life in little pieces. There's a piece here and there's another piece over there. There are pieces of paper scattered everywhere on the floor of my brain. And there's writing on those pieces of paper. And if I could just gather them and put them all in order, I might be able to read the writing and get at a story that made sense. I have these dreams, and in some of those dreams, I keep hitting myself. Adam wants to know why I hit myself in my dreams. I probably did something wrong.
"No," he said, "you didn't do anything wrong."
Like he knows.
I hate that he thinks he knows. "Okay, Zach, if you did something wrong, tell me what it is. Make me a list of all the things you did that were wrong."
Shit, that could be a long list. Adam's trying to tell me that my thinking is all screwed up. He says that it's my addict who does all the thinking for me. My addict. Who the hell is that guy? Did I miss something? Okay, you don't have to be a trained therapist to know that I am one screwed up guy. But do I have to blame that on my addict self? I don't even know if my addict self exists. The way I see it, Adam is trying to get me to create more pieces of paper. Why would I want to do that? I wish I could get rid of all those pieces of paper, and I wish I could get rid of my dreams. And I wish to God I wasn't living in this place full of people who are even more screwed up than I am. Okay, maybe they're not all as screwed up as I am, but okay. Like Adam said, it's not a contest, Zach. You know, all the people that the world screwed over, they're all here. It makes me sad, and it makes me sick. I mean, okay, let's say we're all going to get better. Let's just pretend we will. Fine. Where are we going to go after we get all better? What are we going to do with all of our newfound healthy behaviors? Back out into the world that screwed us up and screwed us over? This does not sound promising. I wish I didn't have a heart that God wrote sad on. Some people think it's all very cool to have a therapist. Me? I'm not into this. Will somebody please just give me a dog? 2. I have this dream. I'm out in the desert with two of my friends, Antonio and Gloria. All three of us are in the middle of the desert, and there's an ocean right there in front of us. An ocean with real water. It's so fantastic and beautiful, and part of me just wants to jump into the water. But I don't because I don't know how to swim. But then I think that it would be okay to jump into the water anyway. I would drown, but it would be such a beautiful way to die. God, it's all so perfect and beautiful, the desert and the sky and the ocean. Gloria's long black hair is blowing in the breeze as she sits there and smokes pot, and she has this look on her face that's better than anything I've ever seen. She is as perfect as the sky or the clear blue water in the ocean or the desert sand we're sitting on. She's laughing. She's so happy. She's so happy that it breaks my heart. And Antonio, he's as perfect as Gloria, with his green eyes that seem to swallow up everything around him. He is shooting up, which is his favorite thing to do. And he's as happy as Gloria. He's so, so happy. And me, I'm sitting there with my bottle of Jack Daniels. I don't know if I'm happy or not.